Robert Gates was sworn in today as the new Secretary of Defense. A former CIA director, Gates promised candid and honest counsel. And President Bush says Gates will help forge a new way forward in Iraq. NPR's Pentagon reporter Tom Bowman has more.
At today's Pentagon ceremony, Robert Gates stood before a bank of young men and women in uniform. This unassuming man in pinstripes got right to the point.
All of us want to find a way to bring America's sons and daughters home again. Failure in Iraq at this juncture would be a calamity that would haunt our nation, impair our credibility, and endanger Americans for decades to come.
President Bush has said he will come up with a new Iraq policy. There are calls to increase American troops, a short-term surge to stop the violence. At the same time, senior officers want a larger Army and Marine Corps, all this at a time when the Pentagon can't afford the new ships and planes it wants to build in the coming years. Gates was a career spy with little military experience, and these challenges, says one former boss, make the job
undoable for anybody because it is so complicated.
Brent Scowcroft was National Security Advisor under the first President Bush. Gates was his deputy. Scowcroft holds Gates in high regard and says there is a huge list of problems that will land on his desk.
I will tell you what I said to him. You're crazy to do it, but I'm delighted you're doing it.
Scowcroft calls Gates brilliant and careful. He's a man who makes decisions after he listens to all sides. Williamson Murray, a military historian, sees a precedent. The year was 1968. Robert McNamara stepped down at the height of the Vietnam War. A replacement was sworn in.
Clark Clifford. Coming in with a situation which had been botched up in terms of Vietnam almost as badly as we've botched up this war.
Clifford decided not to increase troops. Now it's Gates's turn. There is an intense debate among both active duty and retired officers about whether a surge in American troops, anywhere from 15,000 to 40,000, makes sense. Former Secretary of State and General Colin Powell says Baghdad saw a surge in American soldiers starting in June. He says it failed.
We have tried this surge of troops over the summer. I am not persuaded that another surge of troops into Baghdad for the purpose of suppressing this communitarian violence or civil war will work.
The top officers in the Army and Marine Corps say any surge should have a specific goal. The Pentagon shouldn't just throw more Americans into Iraq. Whatever is decided, many expect a different atmosphere in the Gates Pentagon. His predecessor, Donald Rumsfeld, was criticized for not listening to military advice. Some officers say he was dismissive and arrogant. Gates today sent a clear message to those in uniform.
I value your professionalism and your experience, and I will rely on your clear-eyed advice in the weeks and months ahead.
Rumsfeld, in his 6 years as Secretary of Defense, brushed aside those who wanted a larger military. He favored futuristic weapons, long-range firepower, and drone aircraft. He pushed technology over manpower. After repeated requests from the military, Rumsfeld finally agreed to increase the Army by 30,000 soldiers, but only temporarily. Senator Jack Reed is a Rhode Island Democrat and Army veteran. He says the long-term missions in Iraq and Afghanistan demand a larger military.
I think we'll get a much better hearing with Bob Gates. We have to increase the size of the Army and the Marine Corps.
There are competing claims for that money to build new Navy destroyers and Air Force warplanes and Army armored vehicles. Lauren Thompson is a defense analyst with the Lexington Institute. He says military spending will fall in coming years from 4% of the economy to 3%.
It's obvious that many weapons programs will have to be canceled or delayed if the drop is going to be that big.
All these issues now rest with Gates, but first he will head off to Iraq. He says he wants the unvarnished views of American commanders. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.